Our first guest this morning, the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, Dr. Jalan Waba Abdelmajid, who's visiting Sligo at the moment and who attended a public meeting last night, a Solidarity with Palestine meeting. And she was also accorded a civic reception during her visit by the mayor of Sligo, Councillor Arthur Gibbons. Good morning, Ambassador, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all the people of Sligo and the Irish people as well, everywhere in this island.
You've had a busy couple of days. Have you been enjoying your visit to Sligo, first of all?
Yes. Actually, it wasn't the first time to visit Sligo, but I felt this time it's different. It's the warmth of the people. It's the welcoming from the mayor of Sligo, Arthur Griffith, and of course, I mean, MEP, Mr. McManus. Who organized this working trip to Sligo, and it was amazing, actually. Part of it was really political, meeting with the people. I escaped for 1 hour just to see the most famous places in Sligo.
Right, okay. And as you say, part of the meeting was political, and you did attend that public meeting in Sligo last night, partly organised by the Palestinian rights group Sadaka. What did you make of that meeting, and what did you make of the interest there is in the situation of the Middle East and the understanding of it as well?
The Irish people are really supporting the Palestinian cause, supporting the struggle of the Palestinian for freedom. Since I presented my credentials here in Ireland as the ambassador of Palestine, to meet the public, to meet the people, not only actually to talk about the plight of the Palestinian people, but as well to say that we, the Palestinian, do appreciate this support and solidarity, and to say that we really and strongly need this support. I mean, it gives us strength to continue our resistance for freedom and for self-determination. Every now and then, every month, every couple of months, I visited a county. The locals, whether they are parliament, Irish parliament or MEPs, they are organized this kind of visits to many counties, to meet the people, to talk about our cause, to talk about our suffering, daily suffering, and the current situation, as well as to say that we really appreciate your support and continue to support the Palestinians, because that means a lot to us. Mm.
And you said before that Ireland, as far as you're concerned and as far as the Palestinians are concerned, has been a leader on Palestinian issues and has led in passing the motion condemning Israel's de facto annexation, and that was something which was brought forward by the Irish, was it not?
Yes, actually last summer the Irish Parliament, it was a consensus for passing the motion of annexation. And I see that, within the government parties or the oppositions, all they become in one voice supporting the Palestinian cause. It's a just cause, and it bring all the people for this. Definitely, it's as well. The annexation and the motion that passed in 2014. It's all about the rights of the Palestinians, about the international law as well. It's not something that would go against the international law and the United Nations resolutions. So Ireland, for the past few years, they were very not active locally as well internationally. And I know that they all the time used to support the Palestinians, but even though recently with the more suffering, with the more violation against the Palestinian people, Ireland still stand in support of the Palestinian, and now taking the seats for the United Nations as well. They continue to make this support practical over the UN seats and in the UN human rights as well. in Geneva. I mean, so the voice of Ireland for the Palestinians still stand in support, and that means a lot to the Palestinians. To have this strong voice in Europe as well, it means a lot to the Palestinians.
That being said, there are some who will say that we in Ireland inevitably and mostly only hear one side of the argument, and we don't fully understand the Israeli argument. And I suppose in some people's minds, anything that is seen as pro-Palestinian is also anti-Israeli. Is that how you see it, or can they be mutually exclusive, do you think?
To be with a Palestinian, it's totally different from being like, you know, that doesn't mean that you are anti-Israeli. I mean, when you look at the plight of the Palestinian, the violations that Israel is perpetuating every day against the Palestinian people, against the international law, I mean, this definitely, it doesn't have any link or connections to be anti-Semite or anti-Israelis. This is a completely different story. You're talking about, people that their rights violated every day on a daily basis. The Israelis violating the international law. We live in Palestine, in occupied Palestine, and the international law, the UN resolutions, that this is an occupied territory. Israel is violating the international law. When you talk about this, when you support this, when you support the resistance of the Palestinian, which is like, you know, protected by the international law, that doesn't have any link to be anti-Israeli or anti-Semite or what all these kind of like phrases that the people know. This is a completely different story.
All right, okay. Well, you won't have seen it, Ambassador, but there, appropriately enough, there's a letter in the Irish Times today from the Israeli ambassador to Ireland in response to something that Sinn Féin said about Palestine. But the ambassador makes the following point. He says the Jewish people, albeit in varying numbers, have lived in Palestine for 3,000 years. We have deep historical, archaeological and religious roots in that ancient region. It's a region where Arabs of all sections of the political divide are fairly represented in Parliament and in the coalition, as well as throughout the economic spectrum. Would you respond to that, or would you obviously wouldn't agree with that at all?
Actually, to be honest with you, maybe I didn't see the article yet. I didn't read the article yet. But I had something like that yesterday talking about this, but I didn't realize that it's the Israeli ambassador who wrote this. I need to read it to be able to answer these questions. But let me tell you something. We are now talking about current situation. Where the international law and the UN, charter and resolution say that Israel is occupying a territory, the 1967 territory, including East Jerusalem, and this problem should be solution for the Palestinians to have self-determination and to have their own state. Talking about the history, we can spend ages to talk about the rights. I mean, if she have like, you know, any kind of like proof for that, we do the same. Like what I see that now, that we have 6.5 million Palestinians live in this land. They have the right and the full right that's protected by the international law, that we have the right to self-determination. We have the right to live in free country, side by side, yes, because I mean the PLO signed this agreement in 1993 with Israel and accept the two-state solution. This is what really meant to us now.
All right, okay. A final question, Ambassador, because I know you've a busy schedule. Despite the situation in the Middle East, I presume it dominates your ambassadorship, but there are many, many other, I'm sure, equally important issues like cooperation in business and education and so forth. It's a wide range of tasks, I think, and responsibilities you have as ambassador.
Yeah, actually, it's the main issue. It's political, but as well, I mean, it's to strengthen the ties and the cooperation between the Palestinian and the Irish people. We work on other levels, like sport. We talk about culture. We talk about exchange of students and academics. We talk about municipalities twinning. We have a twinning between the Itrali and Beit Sahour. We try to get out of this. Mutual cooperations to bring more engagements between the Palestinians and the Irish people.